wake up, I'm changed. Yeah, it's like, it's a constant. I'm changed. Different. Whoa. Help me. I'm 6'5". Somebody change my mind.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquille D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time here, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your second, third, fourth, fifth, 16th time here, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be movies, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we wanted to bring you guys in on them. But before we jump into things, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast early and live, because we do record typically at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you subscribe and join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can join the conversation, shift the conversation, and also get access to other content like our food review show.
Who made this?
That was so delayed. As well as other behind the scenes content that we are currently working on for you guys. It is on the way. We are working on it. For real, for real. But in the meantime, how are you guys?
I'm good. I'm tired.
I could tell.
Well, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I was actually thinking when you was like, food review show.
Okay. All right, I need you to get it together. I'm doing good.
It pertained to the podcast.
Oh, okay. You just ahead. You like, you in the podcast.
I'm trying to think of what topic. I'm trying to think of the topic. So I can hear.
But I'm doing good. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm just trying to get my schedule together for real, for real. Yeah, but I'm good though. So what, did you make a decision? What are we talking about today?
Nothing is going to change until I change, or until you change,
Oh, okay.
More everything will stay the same unless you take initiative and make the decision to change. You could change your environment, but if you don't change your temple, the temple that we call our body, the mind, everything is gonna stay the same. They say you could take a man out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the man. That's because you could change the environment. Still doesn't change that man. You have to put work in. Yeah. Let me rewind. First, you gain knowledge yourself. Then you can acknowledge what it is that you do need to change. And actually, before you acknowledge what you need to change, you have to define a vision. Define a vision. Understand where it is that I'm going. You ever see somebody walk in circles? Run in place? They not going nowhere. They just getting their steps in. They say time is precious. And time is of the essence. So make sure, be sure, be clear that, and be clear on where it is that you're going. And then once you understand where it is that you're going, you can reevaluate and reassess yourself and really understand what it is I need to change to get here.
What it is? What it is?
So yeah. Nothing is going to change until I change. You actually sound like an organ too.
I was like, this is all I can do because I can't play it.
Hilarious.
What's the topic again?
Oh, he just said. I ended with
it. Okay, nothing's going to change until I change. Till you change, till you change, till you change. All right, I'm here. Go ahead.
I agree, but I think the only caveat is nothing's gonna change till you change, or like sometimes in life stuff will like you don't, because you don't, like you can wait too long to change and then you're forced to change. So pretty much same thing. But like sometimes it's not that you decided to change. Sometimes it's you had to change because you waited too. Like almost like God was like, all right, you can change by yourself. Or I can make you change. And if I make you change, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, same thing. But I just think it's just a matter of whether or not you voluntarily change or you waiting to let the universe decide when you're going to change.
But I still feel like either way, you have to change. Like, yeah. I think that's the thing, though. Like, you... Oh, man, wow. This was going to be a very profound statement. It was.
Take your time, Pastor.
It was.
Take your time.
Oh, man.
Amen, amen.
I think that's the thing.
My.
A lot of times we wait on something else to change before we change. Rather than realizing, like, there are certain things. And there are certain things that, like, whatever happens, it will in turn change who you are or how you react or whatever. But there are a lot of situations where until I make the first move to change, whether it be by force, like God forcing you to change, or you voluntarily being like, all right, I'm gonna change this thing. A lot of times the first step in whatever you're waiting for to happen, to like in order for that to happen, is you changing. And I think a lot of people be, it's a scary thing. So we be like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it till spaghetti fall from the sky. And it's like the spaghetti not going to fall until you step to the left. Okay. I know that ain't make no sense, but you know, it's just saying. But.
Probably with a chance of me.
I don't know why my mom went to that movie, but.
You're hungry.
I'm not.
It's because I mentioned spaghetti earlier. That's why. I'm ready for spaghetti. It's my fault.
You did mention spaghetti. I actually do want spaghetti now.
For some reason, I thought you had scrubs on. I thought you would be a nurse.
Shout out to all the nurses.
Saving lives.
Word. But yeah, I think that's something that, I don't know, change is a very scary thing. I feel like I, in the past, used to be very stuck in my ways. And then I realized, like, I'm too young to be out here being stuck in my ways.
I feel like I'm too old to be out here stuck in my ways.
I mean.
Life's too beautiful to be stuck in
your
ways. Yeah,
like, honestly, it's too much stuff to try and to see and like, a lot of this stuff. You just got to get out of your own way. And that involves changing most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything is changing. And I think you just have to be aware that everything, like, even the moments that you feel like are never going to change, like, it's going to change. You just have to be aware of what's going on. And I guess that goes to your point, like, until you change, you won't be able to appreciate or witness how everything else is changing.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in order to change, like, to accept that, okay, I'm about to change this, again, you got to know where you want to go. Or, like, have an idea of how I want to change this and how I want it to look. Even if it don't look like it, it all goes back to putting in the work. Like, you got to, like, to change, it's a lot of work that go into it.
I don't know that you have to know what you're going for in order to change.
I feel like you have to have an idea.
I don't think that you do. Because sometimes, like, the first step in just, like, you might not know where you're trying to go. Like, you might not have an exact vision. You might just know that you want to do things differently. And sometimes the change is literally just, the first change will be you actually observing what you've been doing. Or, rather than ignoring everything that you've been doing. Like, well, we could talk about eating habits because we was just talking about eating habits. Like, if I was eating pork, oh, man, I miss a good jerk pork, not gonna lie. But, like, my first step in changing, I don't know what way I want to change, but, like, let me see what my habits are now that aren't agreeing with me. So, like, my first step at that point is, like, every time I eat this pork, I get a little nauseous. Like, okay, that's a change for me because now I'm aware of it. So now the next step is like, do I limit this? Do I not? I think sometimes you can have a vision of what direction you want to go in. But I think sometimes when it's like smaller incremental changes, you don't always know in what way you want to change. You might know that your body might be telling you something, but you've been ignoring it. Or you might know that you just don't like something about what's been... Something about what's going on right now is just like, just, you just don't like it. And you don't know like what it is. You're just like, I mean, I guess I'll change something, but I don't know what to change yet. So let me just start paying attention. If that makes sense. That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like that's still, it's not a definite, I agree with you. It's not a definite
direction.
Direction, but it's some sort of direction. I feel like understanding that you do need to change and want to change,
that's a direction in itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I agree. And I think that you don't necessarily need to know, because I mean, somebody could be like, I want to change, I just want to do things different, I'm going to do one thing that I never thought I could do every day. And it's like, there's no direction in that outside of doing
it,
something that,
thing.
But yeah, but
again, it don't gotta be like the same thing. It's just
it could different. Be it could be something different. Like, it, and it's like, I forget where I learned that, but just thinking about, just, or even when you think about people who go to college. When you go to college, like, a lot of times there's people who go there undecided. I have no idea what I'm gonna do, so I'm gonna try stuff. And it's like, the direction was, hey, I'll just go to college. That's the quote unquote direction. But it's not, that's not even really a direction. That's just like a, what? You got a thought?
Your hand was just so close to my face at one point, and I was just trying to make sure I wasn't about to get slapped.
You wasn't. I'm good. I know my spatial.
Oh, okay.
When I'm at, I'm aware of my spatial.
It's just very close.
But yeah, you just, I think sometimes you don't necessarily need to know the direction. You just need to know, here isn't where I want to be. And I mm-hmm. think that sometimes that's enough for you to want to change. We'll go to my babies.
I'm taking it all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no rush.
You know, I think before I speak, I'm just taking it all in. This isn't indeed disagreeance or anything. I'm just absorbing. I'm like a sponge. I'm ready for some spaghetti.
Oh.
But, yeah, I agree.
I was just going to say, like, so is knowing that I don't want to be here or I don't like here, is that a direction in itself? That's a directive.
Well, I think change is a direction in general. Hmm. Like, because you're getting out of whatever was perceived to be normal. So you might not have a plan on how you get in there, but it's, I feel like you were saying, making a decision to do something different every day,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a direction. Because now your mind is open to new things. The direction, I don't think it always has to look like 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. It could be like, okay, I go for a walk today. All right, tomorrow I'm going to go to the beach. Like, I'm going to drive to the beach. All right, today I'm going to just sleep all day. Like, it could be whatever. Or, okay, I'm going to go try this new restaurant I always wanted to try. It's just seeing what's actually out there, exploring, and actually seeing what you like. Even, like, with our bodies changing every 7 years, it makes sense to constantly try new stuff. Because mm-hmm. stuff that I didn't like when I was younger, or did like when I was younger, it would be completely different now. Like, for me, reading. I hated reading. Now I just be reading, just because.
Yeah, you got a whole book club.
Yep. But I feel like the biggest thing is to just try different things, because change is a direction. And once you try different things and open up your mind, then you'll figure out what it is that you're actually doing. So I feel like change is like a pit stop. So, like, if you don't know what to do, but you know you want to change, your direction is change. And then after you get to change, then you can figure out the direction, like the true direction of your vision or what you want to do in this moment, I guess, if that makes sense.
You said change is like a pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that...
Somebody blasting music.
Out loud.
Okay, so you said you said change is like a pit stop, and then once you get there, you get a better idea of what direction you want to go in. Yeah. So it's like when you stop and you look at the map.
Yeah, or get gas or something.
The map. Nobody looks at that anymore.
I was like, what's so funny about the map? Dora the Explorer?
No, we all use like our GPSs now. So I was thinking, look at the map. Sorry. Yeah, that was funny to me.
I don't know if I gave a good example though.
That was a good example.
No, I was good. I think it definitely is a. It lets you know. I mean, because I think change doesn't always occur when something is uncomfortable. It also could just be because the time for this thing just happened to end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you may not have been aware of it before, but it's like, oh, now, whether it's the little seasons, like, all right, these trees can't exist in this time period. It's just, so it's like, it has to change.
That's good.
This, just whatever it is, it has to change. So sometimes it just... Sometimes it just has to, you just have to change because of just the circumstance. I think we put a negative stigma on change in general.
You listen to music.
That was good.
That's the sound of change.
You got Reverend Bishop Doc over here. We got the assistant pastor coming through with the seasons of change.
That's it.
Ooh, y'all, okay. Hallelujah. That's, I never thought about it like that. That's good. Some stuff just don't be, they can't survive in the season.
Yeah, no, you really can't. It'd be too cold or something. It can either be too cold or sometimes this is too hot. Is just the conditions aren't sufficient for me to exist in whatever space I'm in. So let's just, we got to do something about it.
Yeah, like if it wasn't for air conditioning, I would not have this hoodie on.
Facts. I'm cold right now. I got goosebumps. If y'all zoomed in, I got goosebumps.
Yeah. Moral of the story is, but the AC is here, so they had to change clothes. And that's what happens. Clothes. You know?
Yeah, that's actually true. I was going to wear a hoodie too, but I decided not to. But that's interesting.
Do you guys always welcome change, or have you guys been?
I welcome change now, but I realize it's a lot more that goes into change than I thought went into change. I used to think that with change, it's just, okay, I'm going to change. And then, boom, wake up. I'm changed. It's a constant. It's a constant.
I'm changed. Different. Woo. I'm 6'5". It's like, change my mind. Woo.
Nah, but it's a lot more work that goes into change. Like, it's a constant daily process of change until it becomes normal. So it's basically, you do the stuff. Life is a practice. That was the thing from last. That was, life is a practice. So now we move into life being a practice. Because in order to change and get to wherever you want to go, you have to do it so much that it becomes normal. So like now, this is me. I feel like we speak so much that now...
Yeah,
because
these podcasts
normal.
Was not like this before.
Yeah, but yeah. I accept change for what it is now. I actually be wanting to change, but I know it's a lot more work than, not saying it's like bad work or strenuous or something difficult. Every day, not the greatest day, but change.
Yeah, it's almost like, it's a constant, it's an awareness thing. Like you have to constantly be aware of, hey, I know I normally go left, I have to go right. And you basically, you can't go on autopilot. That's how I look at it. Because like if you let yourself go on autopilot, all that's going to happen is you end up in the same spot. So it's like the second you lose focus, you're like, all right, like I'm gonna every day I cook on the right side of the sink, I'm gonna cook on the left side. And it's like when you go on autopilot, you naturally gravitate towards one way. It's like, nah, I have to make a... Basically, just making a new decision every day, which is kind of...
And another thing that I learned, you got to be willing to accept, like, new stuff. Like, just do something different. If you have a thought, Like, just go ahead and do it, or actually, like, look into it, or she was like, maybe I should go outside right now. Just go outside, just to get used to doing things that aren't in your regularly scheduled program. Like, now, walking is part of my daily. Even if I don't feel like walking, I know, like, today, I ain't had no intention of going to no park. But then I was like, I do need to go to the store. So I'm about to drive past so many different places, and even where I'm about to go, I can walk over there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, Nova, we out. Mm. So we just drove, stopped at the park, boom, boom. Then went to the store, went inside, people, oh, I'm like, bird, just here for some food. And then, yeah, we walked down the street, walked back, came back. They doing a bike thingy out there, too. I think it's a bike day or something. I don't know, I ain't asked them. It was cool.
Your people. I was going to say, just going back to what you were saying, too, about going on autopilot. Even now, like, once you really, like, change, you practice changing and stuff like that, your autopilot starts to look different.
Yeah.
Like, after a certain point, like, my autopilot now does not look like my autopilot, like, in the past. And that has come from so much work and being so aware and da-da-da-da. So now, like, when I decide to take a mental break, it's like, I'm not going all the way back to the old habits, but I might be at the last habit that I just was trying to break versus that had my, like, default trauma response or whatever. So, like, it's just, that's, like, something else about change. Me? Because I answered the question. I used to be very adverse to change. Like, I did not welcome change, like, when I was younger. I don't even know why, because, like, I was a kid. But I was just like, this is how things are done. This is the way that it is. You know, this is how I'm gonna do things because this is how they did things, blah, blah, blah. But then getting older and finding my own way and also seeing some, like, stuff and the way that people live their lives and blah, 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 and learning more stuff about myself. Now I welcome change because I also know how much work it is. Like, I welcome the work of changing, of facing my fear, of trying something new, because that's not always easy, especially, like, if you want to try something but, like, you're kind of scared to do it, or if maybe you had a bad experience in the past. Like, right now I'm working on changing the experiences that I've had in the past, like right now with, like, doctors. So I'm making sure I find doctors that I feel safe with or blah, blah, blah. But it's like, that's a change for me right there, because I wasn't trying to see no doctors for a while because of my experience when I was younger. So it's just like, now I welcome change.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a thing of, at least for me, I think for myself now, and I have an idea of what it is I want. Even if I don't completely know, I know, okay, I want this type. I want it to feel like this, or I need these certain things. Like, I don't know the whole picture, but I don't know. I definitely want this. I definitely want this. I've been here before. I don't like that. I don't want my what's next to look like
what
I already experienced. Yeah. Like, I want it to be something amazing, something new. If I can dream it, then, yeah. If I didn't dream about it, not physically, like, go to sleep and dream about it, but if it's not a dream of mine, then I don't really want to change toward it. Because it's easy. I feel like it's too easy to accomplish. Like, if I'm not dreaming about it, then it's already part of my reality.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is that? So, for the things that you haven't seen, because typically you can only dream about things that you either experience or... Let me rephrase the question. What does that mean for things that you haven't experienced yet that you don't know that you're going to... Yeah, because, like, you may be like, I don't want to experience it, but if I can't dream it, but there may be things that you... that are bigger than what you can actually dream. So you don't want to experience those.
If it's bigger than my dreams, I'm accepting it. Like, if it's like, let's see.
Because you could be like, I want a deluxe apartment in the sky, and then, because you have an experience having a super mega mansion, and then you finally experience a super mega mansion, but it's like, I didn't dream about this, so I don't want this, or is
it added to it after you experience it? It's like, I don't have to physically, like, have a dream about it, but if it's too small of a thought or idea, I don't really want it. So, like, we go back to the deluxe apartment in the sky. That's fine. Anything better than that, that's fine. But I will not go back to
where you were before.
Yeah, anything that I've experienced that's not something that I actually want.
Let me rephrase it. Like, if it's something that somebody else, like...
Yeah, and I'm not settling.
Yeah, for, okay.
That's why I was just asking. I just wanted to make sure.
I want you to block your blessings.
I'm
receiving.
I would say this stuff we haven't experienced yet. I don't know it until I experience it.
But then, even with that, I feel like if I haven't experienced it, the only way for me to experience it right now is like I got to dream about it or like see somebody else with it and be like, oh, I actually do like that. Like, I do like that. I didn't know I wanted floor to ceiling windows until I seen floor to ceiling windows.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I was also.
That's the only thing I need it.
I was also going to say you might not dream about it because you might be the one to create it also.
Word.
So like that's the other thing. Like even if it is like within a home or something like that, it might be that you designed this one of a kind special window for your place, but you don't see it yet because you haven't like reached a certain point in your life yet, or you haven't gotten whatever home or blah blah blah, but you may not see it until you actually create it or whatever.
Right, so what I'm saying is, I'm not settling. I'm not moving backwards. Moving backwards enough. I settled enough. Now we only moving forward. Even if it's baby steps, I'm still moving forward.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead.
I'm moving ahead.
I'm here to declare to you. My past is over here. All things I may do. I live my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Glory. Ha!
She is a clown.
That's my song. That is a good song. We're
taking tithes and offerings, y'all.
Sow a seed below.
Sow a seed gets me every time.
I definitely think change is interesting just because, like you said, you don't know that it's going to be so much work. And it's not always a lot of work. Like, sometimes it don't take that much work. But, like, when you're trying... Yeah, it's a lot of, like you said, it's a practice. It's a lot of practicing. Because you changing your mind the one time or saying, all right, I'm going to do this other thing the one time, that don't mean that the next time you still going to do that. You got to actually consciously make the decision to, like, even just follow your instinct. Like, that'd be hard.
Following your instinct, listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a constant reminder of, I am the adult here. I am the leader. Or right. Like, it's like,
y'all put me in charge.
God, I'm supposed to be making this decision.
Right. But it's cool though, because now that I am making my own decisions, I have been able to like change certain experiences or change certain habits in a way that makes sense to me, or in a way that's like more comfortable for me, which has been a beautiful thing, because sometimes we think something is supposed to go exactly how our parents saw it happen, or
like, I thought I think about that commercial, like, you don't have to be your parent.
Those commercials be funny. But like it really be like that. Like, you don't have to do the same exact things that your parents did. You don't have to have the same exact relationship. You don't have to have the same car. You don't gotta raise your kids the exact same. Really, like, figuring out what works for you, that's change in itself, because realizing that nobody else is making a decision for you, that's scary. Okay, Because who's scheduling the doctor's appointments? Who's calling people when things are wrong? It's you! So, like, owning that is, like, it's a change in itself, but it's been a cool experience, though. But also reminding myself that I am the one in charge. That has been interesting.
Yeah, also think change is funny because the sooner... So once you change, it's like you'll change it, but all right, this is my new normal. Then it gets to a point where if you don't acknowledge that this is your new normal, you don't change the spot that you came from.
Hold on. This is why you're not supposed to be back then.
Come on.
We'll be back after these messages. You still got your thought?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, that was scary. I said, ooh.
We definitely did. I don't know why we be doing the hook like it's going to catch it. Psychic powers activate.
He still hurt.
But... Yeah, once you achieve the level of change that you wanted, now it's like you're walking up steps, or you get to like a next level in a building. So all right, I made it to the third floor. I can stay on the third floor. If I don't pay attention, I can stay here. But there's another level. So it's like as soon as I get here, if we're talking about the diet, all right, maybe I don't want to eat pork. I finally made it so I don't eat pork. It's like, well, actually, maybe I don't also want to eat cheese. It's like, well, now I gotta be conscious of I don't want to eat cheese. And so it's like,
it's a never ending thing.
Yeah.
Like each level you get to, you learn more. So it don't stop until you're like, all right. But I just read earlier that our bodies are meant to, or some part of us is meant to want more. Oh, they said dopamine. It's not the chemical for start with S&P.
Powerful Girls.
Pleasure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dopamine isn't it isn't the chemical that's responsible for pleasure. It's the chemical responsible for the pleasure of wanting more.
Where are you there from?
The mountain is you.
Mm. So what's the chemical responsible for pleasure?
I didn't get that far. Oh. I don't think she named it.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I just...
Googles.
We are not experts. I never heard that either.
But I think you just have to acknowledge that you want more and be willing to do...
What it takes.
Whatever the more is. Or just willing to do different. Because it doesn't always have to be more. You could have everything in the world to start and want to strip stuff back. And that's a change as well. Mm-hmm. You might be like, I don't need it. All of this. I need less. And so it could be that way too.
And I feel like you just got to accept. Like, allow yourself to want more. Like, not feel guilty or greedy or bad. Any negativity for wanting more or wanting better for yourself.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that people be making people feel bad for wanting more. Like, of course, yeah, you don't necessarily want to be greedy, but, like, it's okay to want to be better or to want to have more than what you have or, like, stuff like that. I get like, you know, it depends on how you go about it and all that stuff. But it's also just, like, just to have the desire, like, you shouldn't shut me down or make me feel bad just because I have a desire to... progress in whatever way that looks like.
Well, I think that's also because, you know, in regards to money, I know it is, but it's also because when we grew up, what did they always tell us? Sharing is caring. Mm. You got to share. And it's like the idea is that if I get more, somebody else gets less. And it's like, that's actually not how it works.
Like, if I get more, I can share more.
Right.
That's how I see it now. Yeah. After you saying that, sharing is caring. If I have the world, I have more of the world to share.
Right. Because at this point, my little bit that I got, I kind of need to keep it for myself. Honestly. I'm just saying. I had to teach them. I had to learn that, though. Like... Because I'm out here buying stuff for other people, spending money on other people. It's like, girl, you have bills. Like, you have stuff that you need to pay for. So, I need to keep this for myself. But if I had more, then I have enough to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And enough to share with me. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah. There are greedy people, though.
There definitely are greedy people.
But I feel like that's more on the that's the character of the person.
Right.
Just that's not has nothing to do with wanting more. I feel like that's more, it's like an individual characteristic, like greed.
Yeah.
Because everybody's wanting more looks different.
Right. I just might want another plate of food.
Yeah. I think the... I agree. I think the wanting more... You're funny. I think the wanting more...
I'm just saying.
But I think the wanting more in excess is where the greed comes from as well. And I think anything that's done excessively typically isn't necessarily a good thing. I think everything has to be done in moderation. That's what they always say. So... just making sure that the thing isn't done in excess, but growth in excess doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Well, I guess depending on what it is.
I feel like intention
can be bad. But you said what?
So I feel like it might be intention, at least to me. It could be excess. Yeah, doing it in excess, yes.
Plus
but
the
I
intention.
Also think it's intention.
Yeah. Well, I think the intention. So if it's like I want
more so I can help more, that's a different
intention.
Doing it in excess than I want more just because.
But does the intention determine whether or not it is excess?
I think the intention determines if it's greed or not.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that's true. Now that I think about it, because I mean, you could have great intentions and still be greedy. You can have great intentions about something like, hey, now I plan to do the stuff with this, and you never actually do it. So I think it's like there's a step after it.
Like the presidents.
They don't plan to do that stuff.
Yeah.
They plan to win.
But I mean, somebody might. I don't know. I don't know people's intentions. But again, outside, like what you intended to do isn't always what you end up doing. So like you can intend that I'm getting all of this money. So that I can help people. I'm getting all of these resources so I can help people. But at the end, when you get it, you only help yourself.
So
that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not... That
that you're not greedy because you intend it. So basically, like, your actions determine whether or not it's greed.
Yeah. But I think to a degree, you have to be selfish when it comes to wanting to change. Because, like, and wanting more for yourself. Because nobody else is gonna
do work for you.
Yeah, and I mean, people can want you to change, but nobody else is gonna be. There's nobody else is gonna force you to change because what am I to force you? How can I force you to change if you don't want to change?
Yeah, right. Also, people put a lot of fears and their doubts onto you. So if you changing and trying to change with the whole community, it's a lot harder to change with other people.
You said with other people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody's not meant to grow with you. So if you're still trying to hold on to people and things and places that aren't supposed to go to the third floor with you, it's kind of hard to get to the third floor.
And then also, sometimes, not only that, and that's not true in every situation, but sometimes it's a matter of, I'm not supposed to change how you're changing. My growth is supposed to look different from yours. So even though we're growing together, it might be a thing where, like, some people, like, I mean, we're all growing, but we're doing very different things as well. But it might be a thing where if I'm growing with a bunch of other people, I might want to grow how my friends are growing. Like, I might be comparing my journey to yours, like, well, I mean, Damani did this, so, like, you know, maybe I'm supposed to be doing this, which, I mean, happens, but I think in saying that, it is easier a lot of times to like, do the changing or the growth individually, because it is a very individual journey, and you got to figure out what works for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the journey itself is individual. I don't think it's easier to change by yourself, because I think it's actually easier to change with people. You just have to change the people you are around so that the people who you are around also want to change.
Come on, Pastor.
So I think, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, the people who I was around when I was younger, they had no interest in changing, so it was harder for me to change. But the people who I'm around now, and like people who I who I ended up being around when I got older, they all were interested in changing. So when you have those people around you that want to change, it makes it easier for you to want to change. Be the change so that you can see the change. Change. And then you can make some change. Make a change in the world and make some change for you. So.
Hallelujah.
That's all I have for you today. All
right.
In regards to that, but yes.
Don't forget, sow a seed. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Me too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when you are with people, it does motivate you to keep going, but also just acknowledging, like, this journey is my own.
Yeah.
Like, that's important. Like, we changing together. We gonna go in the same direction. We both going up.
Yeah.
Like, but
nobody can climb this mountain but you. I can encourage you while I'm hey, listen, you should probably grab that rock over there. Please make I think you should grab that rock, but I can't grab the rock for you if you're trying to climb the mountain. It's like you gotta do that yourself, okay? You slipping over, falling.
You looked at me and said, I'm just
Queen. You slipping, Queen.
You slipping,
you falling. Just can't get up.
They're arguing. He got too far into his speech and was like, gang, wrong eye contact.
Queen.
That's just like how girls be talking and we be like, girl, and then realize I'm talking to a guy. Girl. I definitely be doing that. I apologize.
You did that to me before?
Yes.
My mother did that to me before.
I've done it to both of you.
Girl. I was like, I'm sorry.
When you like really deep in the story, you just like, and girl. And then you look, you be like, wow. Those ain't your pronouns. Those wasn't pronouns. Girl is a noun. The moving on. Change.
Oh, you funny.
No, I think it's interesting though. But everybody's journey is different. Like everybody's journey is different, and I think whether it's better for you to be amongst a group of people versus by yourself, a lot of times is based off of like who you are as a person as well.
And the season that you are currently in.
Oh, like, that's changing. So true. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Yeah. And I also think change doesn't always have to be super uncomfortable. It doesn't have to be super uncomfortable, but just acknowledging like even the great moments, they're gonna change. Like,
yeah.
And it may be more positive, it may just be different. It may be a lateral move. It may not always be a step up, it may just be to the side so that later on it could be
going up. But like them lateral moves be important. They be so important. Those like I would call them shifts. You know, you're shifting the atmosphere.
Got a praise team leader.
Got a jukebox today.
Minister of music, pastor, bishop, reverend, doctor. Nah, but I will say, kind of like changing the subject a little bit, but I mean, it's still on topic. Once I started actually accepting change and welcoming change, the growth process got a lot easier. Like, the work that I had to do, once I accepted, like, the fact that I wanted to change or, like, I wanted certain things to change, that's when it was like, okay, I'm willing to do work. I'm open to new experiences. I'm open to new people. But it just made, it's, I don't know, it just, of course, some of it is uncomfortable, but it's just, like, a smoother process. It's not like me fighting with God about, like, whether or not I'm going to change this thing. It's just like, all right, well, let's try it. And I think life got funner when I started like being like, oh, change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Jukebox shirt. Jukebox.
So,
sorry, my bad.
But yeah, I think yeah, life got a lot funner for me once I started embracing change. And now that I'm like, I forgot what book I read it in. It's probably The Artist's Way. But just like listening more to my instincts when like when I have a thought to do something, just doing it or trying it or whatever. Cause like I used to talk myself out of doing like little things, like asking somebody a question. It's just like, just ask a question. Let's see what happens. And then you just go from there. But cool. It's helping with my adulting.
What?
Back to you guys.
All right, we're on gray area news. But yeah, I think change is fun. When you allow it to be, I think the more you run from it,
the harder it is.
Because how I've always looked at it is like, it's like trying to get into a pool and you putting your toe in. Mm. You're like, I'm going to just wait till like my whole body warm up. And I'll be like, you can go in of your own free will. I can push you. And if I push you, you're going to flop in there. You're
going in the 6 feet.
you're going to look crazy for a little bit. You're going to learn how to swim. But if I push you, you know. You don't learn. If you walk in by yourself, you can hold the railing if you need to. Just go in. Just
right.
If I push you,
all right. Yeah, I don't want to be pushed. Saving my time, man. Necessary stuff. Just focusing on doing the stuff that I can do to the best of my ability, mm-hmm. And then everything outside of me, everything above me, it's above me. It's beyond me. So, but. Yeah, life is beautiful.
Yeah, you go.
I go. I just want to be happier. Like, I want to be happier. Change, experience, change the luxuries of life. Life is beautiful. Like, it's a lot of beauty in the world. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'll just be like, wow.
I'm just ready to experience.
I'm a part of that. I am a part of that.
Well, I have been experiencing it. I'm ready to experience more of it.
You make it like my regular, my daily activity.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out there like, what? This is beautiful. What is it, velvet? That's gonna be it.
This is beautiful. What is this life? Doug Rivers came in. Velvet voice. Smooth like velvet, baby.
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
I was gonna say either.
Alright.
We might have to do the rest of the episode like this.
Alright. You guys' voices are really low. I don't know.
I think they'll be able to hear us.
I hope so.
I pray. What?
Chocolates! He's selling chocolates!
What?
What is he selling?
Chocolates! Lots of them.
You really sound like old man for a second. Alright, do you guys have any final thoughts on change? Changing in life and different things like that?
Embrace change. And yeah, life gets better.
Yeah, just try and have fun changing. Because, yeah, it's more to life. You just change.
Word. Ditto to what they said. And sometimes it may feel uncomfortable. Sometimes, a lot of times, it may feel scary. But trust yourself and trust God, and you will be fine. Embrace change. And also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Bing.
And subscribe, join our Patreon. So we, basically, Patreon allows us to make more and higher quality content for you guys more frequently. And thank you guys for being here. Thank you for those who have joined the Patreon. We will see you guys next week.
Adios! Stay blessed, stay black, people. And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.